This is URN. The Pulse Breakdown.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Pulse on URN. I'm David and today I'm joined by Shona, Beth, Benedict and our producer Harry. The first story today is from Shona, who's going to discuss what's been happening in the world of words.
Okay, so today Oxford Dictionary have announced their Word of the Year. The award is meant to encapsulate the ethos, mood and preoccupations of 2015. And this year, for the first time ever, they announced an emoji as the winner. The face with tears emoji, otherwise known as the lol or laughing emoji, is apparently what sums up 2015. Apparently 2015 saw the use of emojis increase hugely and the laughing emoji was the most used emoji globally. It made up about 20% of all emojis used in the UK. And the emoji company's team wrote that emoji have come to embody a core aspect of living in a digital world that is visually driven, emotionally expressive, and obsessively immediate. And the president of Oxford Dictionary said emojis are becoming an increasingly rich form of communication, one that transcends linguistic borders. Emojis were first used in 1997, and it was once presumed that they were solely for the use of teens, but they have now reached all corners of society. Even politician Hillary Clinton asked for feedback about a student debt on her Twitter from her Twitter followers in emoji form. And some people don't even use words in messages, but just express messages solely in emoji form. Other words that were in the shortlist for Word of the Year was on fleek, lumbersexual, which is described as a young urban male who cultivates an appearance and style of dress such as a beard and checked shirt suggestive of an outdoor lifestyle, and the word refugee. So how do you feel about emojis? Have they come to replace words, do you think? And do you see them as a useful replacement for words?
I think it's quite nice that it summarises this sort of technological and digital age that we live in, but surely a word of the year should be a physical word, not a picture.
Well, what is a word? That kind
of deep question.
Well, it is a deep question.
The word emoji is Japanese for word and picture.
Yeah.
So, some people, I guess, see emojis as words.
But it does depend on what you think of as a word, because if you think that a word is any form of written or typed, as you know, as is increasingly happening, encoding that conveys a sense of meaning, and it can't be split down into further parts, as it were. So, you know, the S that makes an English word plural isn't a word, but cats is, and they're very popular on the internet.
I guess, I don't know, to me emojis are more of like a feeling or an emotion rather than like...
Yeah, they're used to summarise your words, not to express them.
Yeah.
Well, no, but can they be more expressive than words? There are certainly some emojis that perhaps... explain a feeling that couldn't be done in 140 characters.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't know, sometimes there's not enough words to describe how you're feeling, but one emoji just sums it all up.
I think it also just conveys the meaning of a word. Sometimes you can send a message on Facebook and you need the emoji to make sure that you're being sincere or sarcastic. It can lead to confusion. For instance, if someone tells you a joke, you can write lol, but an emoji can convey the sense if you actually find it funny or if you really don't, and it's very helpful. I mean, I think it coincides, obviously, with the rise of social media, and in particularly Twitter. I was reading up on this story, and when Andy Murray announced his engagement on Twitter, he used this very emoji. So I think people do it...
Why, because he found his engagement really funny?
Possibly, perhaps. He used a myriad of emojis, to be fair. But
I saw that on the day of his wedding day as well. He did his plan for the day and spelled it out with emojis.
I guess, like, I don't know, it's kind of like... a really immediate form of expression. Like, sometimes if somebody sends me a message and I can't be bothered to type out a response, I'll just send one emoji and leave it. I don't know. I think it's very resemblant of, like, modern-day living.
But nowadays we're used to a lot of neologisms, words being created, new words. One of those you mentioned was, what was it, lumbersexual?
Lumbersexual.
I can't claim to have ever heard or used that word.
I've never heard of it, but I know exactly what it's talking about. It's the guys in check shirts with beards that, you know,
so
present a rugged, manly aesthetic.
You've never heard it used, but you know what it means. Isn't that exactly the same as perhaps an emoji that you've never, maybe a brand new one that you've never seen, but you know what it's trying to explain. Is that not why... I mean, do you think it's fair that they can be included in the word of the year?
I mean, I like an emoji as much as the next person, but when you said that the Oxford Dictionary used this award to, like, summarise the year of 2015, I don't think a crying with laughter face summarises 2015. It's been a pretty bad year all around. I think, I don't know, maybe the word of the year is actually emoji, and to it's like, you know, to describe the word they use the most, like, used emoji.
I don't think it is, because I think they, if they wanted to do that, they could have easily just used emoji.
They could have done, but I mean, emoji is an emoji, so why not put the essence of the word?
I think some of the controversy perhaps on the choice of the emoji for this year is the fact that some of the words that were shortlisted were refugee and they in relation to into gender. So I think those, in a year that those two words have featured so prominently, perhaps Oxford Dictionary could have taken the decision to include one of those. I mean, last year I think the word was vibe, which, you know, it again, similar to this emoji, doesn't really, there's no kind of emotional significance, whereas refugee and they, and you know, they convey a more serious sense. So I think that perhaps this year they could have gone for one of those.
But surely the point of the word of the year is that it kind of, it's not necessarily the most used word of the year, but it's a word that has gone from being barely used at all or used a lot less to being used a lot more, which is why I'm surprised that it took this long for emojis to be, if not shortlisted, then...
I mean, they've been around for nearly 20 years.
But we've seen that even since it was... who was it? It was Nabokov who wrote saying that you needed things like this in text to distinguish from serious and sarcastic, because there's the same sentence can be written twice with two completely separate meanings, and the only thing to distinguish them is the tone of voice in which it's read, but you don't have that in printed material. So they're a useful tool, and as such, can you not see why they're words because of that? Because they can sometimes change a meaning with what's written on the page. It's more the case that the word of the year is not necessarily the most important, the most emotional, the most impressive. It's the one that encapsulates 2015, and that would be emojis in themselves and this particular one above most of them.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd agree with you there.
This is URN. The Pulse Breakdown.